The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, we'll talk to senior editor of CruiseCritic.com UK, our friend Adam Coulter. He is right now on the island of Giglio,
raising the 125,000-ton Costa Concordia. Wow, that's got to be a
not single-handedly.
Challenge.
He's
watching it, but
yeah, This is the biggest maritime salvage undertaking ever.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
So we'll get a full report from Adam Coulter in a moment. But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Carnival has a new vacation guarantee. If you don't like your cruise, you get your money back. What's this all about?
Well, this actually is the second time that they're rolling out. This was a vacation guarantee that was actually debuted back in 1996. That through several revisions, kind of got put to the back burner when Carnival had their administration changes. But in order to really put their money where their mouth is, Carnival is really trying to exude their extreme confidence in their product and go after the first time cruisers. Mm-hmm. And really, essentially, I call this instead of the Great Vacation Guarantee, I call this the No Excuses Vacation Guarantee.
But don't you think this is going to turn around and bite them? Like, people are going to be like, I don't like this, and just get off?
You know, they said that the last time. I mean, every time that they offered this, they brought up the same reasoning. And you know what? They're totally fine with it, Doug.
Okay.
Because you have to take advantage of the guarantee within the first 24 hours. So you're on the cruise. Within the first 24 hours, you're saying, you know what? I have a problem. I don't like it. The seas are too rough. Whatever, and they will then make arrangements for you to fly home.
Okay, well,
they're going to give you a 110% refund of the cruise that you paid. They're going to pay to get you home, plus give you a $100 shipboard credit to try to get you back. Now, the main difference is, before, what they would do is, let's say you got off in St. Thomas and you departed on the cruise from Miami, then what they do is they'd fly you back from St. Thomas to Miami. And then it was your responsibility to get home from Miami.
So basically, just kind of repurposed the old one from 1996.
They repurposed, they improved it.
Gotcha.
Because that cost to getting home, let's say, could be $1,000.
Yeah.
And $1,000 per person. So they're gonna absorb the costs involved in that. So this way, if it's really going after the first timers, this isn't people that have been on cruises. Because if you've been on a cruise before, you know what you're going to expect.
Yeah.
But the first timer that sits on the fence and is worried about what to expect, I don't like it. I think there's going to be nothing to do. It's going to be boring. Well, this is a great way to say, hey, you got nothing to lose. Go for it now.
Very good. Norwegian Getaway announcing an ice bar.
Well, they've got an ice bar on two other ships,
yep.
Norwegian Epic and Norwegian Breakaway. This one's going to be a South Beach theme.
Cool.
So it'll be a little Art Deco, and it's going to be pretty exciting. It'll be at a cool 17 degrees Fahrenheit, like the others, and it will have a $20 cover charge. It will accommodate up to 25 passengers at a time, and who will wear these hooded coats and gloves to keep them warm. But it's going to be very exciting, and for the $20 cover charge, it will include two cocktails.
There you go. That's
so you're gonna make it back, but the point is it's just not a place to go and hang out.
Yeah, gotcha. and more on Norwegian, they had some new studio staterooms and some new suite staterooms on the newly refurbished Pride of America. Is a shore excursion company based over in Texas, Port Promotions, shut their doors and screwed a lot of people over. What happened here?
Well, unfortunately, they filed Chapter 7. Not Chapter 11, which is reorganization. Chapter 7 means they are shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another example of why it's so important to, one, do some research about the company you're doing business with, and two, use your credit card, because let's say you paid this company for shore excursions on an upcoming cruise, and you did so in, you know, by check or cash, you're out of luck. But you know, of course, most people will be, you know, when they do the transactions over the phone or over the internet, they'll be using a credit card. And of course, the first thing that anyone should be doing is calling their credit card company and declining the charges from this company. It is unfortunate, but there are other companies like Shore Trips,
Shore Excursions Group,
who are you know, certainly willing to assist passengers in booking similar excursions through their company.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's like I said, it's always important to do your homework on these third-party companies and use your credit card.
Disney Magic now dry docked in Spain. How long is she going to be there, and what will we see when she's complete, Stuart?
Well, she's going to be there, I guess, a couple of weeks. And right now they are in the midst of, she's in Cadiz, Spain, and they are essentially doing a lot to change things around the ships. A lot of the kids' areas, I mean, they're going to have what they're calling, quote, reimagined youth spaces, that it's going to be much more interactive for the kids. And besides the classic Disney characters and the Pixar characters, now that Disney owns Marvel, they're going to have the heroes from the Avengers. They're going to have an all-new nighttime entertainment district after hours for the adults. They're going to have stuff for adventure seekers. So you saw the Aqueduct on Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy. Well, they're going to have Aqueduct, which is going to be another you know, fast water slide that'll drop from the top of the ship's funnel. You know, they'll have some reimagined dining areas. They'll have Cariocas, which is a Brazilian-themed decorated restaurant. So, I mean, there's going to be some really nice changes, and look forward to seeing her when she arrives in Miami in October.
Very cool, and it looks like as we're recording this at 7 o'clock on Monday evening, Costa Concordia is slowly starting to come out of the water.
She has. In fact, they've rotated her 20, at this point. She's 25 degrees with another 40 to go, and they figure it's only going to take about another 4 hours to get her completely uprighted, which is really just, I mean, a stunning engineering feat. They've had no hiccups. They've stopped a couple of times to readjust these cables that are, you know, pulling her from the, you know, she's resting on her starboard side and uprighting her. It's pretty amazing, Doug, to see, you know, what they've done, and really how, I mean, you know, how quickly they were able to pull this mammoth 114,000-ton ship from its side. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we certainly look forward to following the progress of this. All right, man. Thanks, Stuart.
My pleasure.
Cruise Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
We've had him on our show before, senior editor of Cruise Critic UK, Adam Coulter. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, Adam.
Great to be back, Matt.
Now, this is a big time right now. You're actually on the island of Giglio right as we speak. And tell us, what is the mood there?
Well, it's an interesting mood. I've been sort of trying to gauge it all day. So you've got this huge, huge ship, you know, literally blocking, pretty well blocking the harbor and the seascape. And everyone is out. It's a tiny, tiny island. Everyone is out, all the locals. And, of course, it's full of press from all over the world. So you've got this weird combination of expectation that it's going to be, you know, go well. Then you've got, obviously, the backdrop that, of course, people died on the ship. So there's that side of things as well. And then there's, I guess, there's almost a feeling of excitement. A couple of times there was spontaneous applause in the press tent when at the press conference they announced that it various parts had been successful. They've got it up to 13, 14 degrees, and they're trying to get it up to 20 degrees. And at that point, the flotation devices would kick in. So there's a whole mixture of feelings going on here.
Adam, I can just picture the media frenzy there. Is it crazy swarming with helicopters and such?
Well, there are a lot of press. There's a lot of press from around the world. There's a lot of cameras set up basically on every little rocky outcrop that they can find. There's only one helicopter. I think it's a Coast Guard or a police helicopter. It's not a news one. I don't know whether that's because there's a no-fly zone or not, but there's certainly, along the harbor front, which is very small, everywhere you go, there is press set up, taking pictures, doing live broadcasts. So it's swarming with media. But as I said before, the islanders seem very welcoming. I think a part of them just wants this over and done with. You know, this ship has sat here blotting the landscape for the last 18 months. And I think they know that there's an inevitability about it. They almost kind of shrug their shoulders. Okay, it's going to be full of press. But they're very welcoming and understanding.
This is a monumental undertaking. It's, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, the biggest maritime salvage mission, basically.
Operation. Yeah.
So they've been taking their time planning the execution of all of this. When did they actually start? And tell me how many phases are in this process?
Yeah, no, these are all, let me tackle those questions separately, because this is, you're absolutely right, this is the biggest maritime salvage operation of this sort ever undertaken. And as a result, they've spent months and months and months trying to make sure that it goes absolutely right. So what happened yesterday was there was actually a really big storm on the island, and it put the operation back by a couple of hours, not because it damaged anything, but simply it meant that they couldn't put everything in place for a 7 a.m. start, which is what they're aiming for. So it started pretty well on the dot at 9 o'clock. And what's happening is the ship is basically being pulled upright by a series of steel cables.
Right.
Now, this has to be done at a painstakingly slow pace. So it started at 9, but it wasn't probably till about 11 a.m. that you could see that the ship had moved slightly and it turned out it had moved by about 1.5 degrees. So you could just see that the rusty hull appearing.
Right.
And then after that, you could gradually tell as the day progressed, and you may have seen some of the news reports, it's become more and more exposed as it reaches this particular degree, this particular angle, at which then they loosen the steel cables and gravity and the flotation systems take over. It's very technical, very detailed, but it is going so far, touch wood, absolutely to plan.
I know they were worried about fuel leaks. Has there been anything come up about that?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, and it came up at several times throughout the day. The fuel, the actual fuel has been taken off quite some time ago, but what is that? If you recall, the ship was only hours into its journey, so it was packed full of foodstuff and all the other things that you would take on a ship at the beginning of a cruise. But the other thing that they're worrying about is all sorts of things like unpleasant stuff like the sewage or maybe the air conditioning units, all that sort of thing. And the salvage operators have told us repeatedly, and we only have their word for it, obviously, because we can't get near enough to see, that there hasn't been any spillage or leakage of any sort so far.
Are there any divers down there?
No one's allowed anywhere near it because it's just too dangerous. It's a risk they can't take. In fact, I was meant to be getting off the island tonight, but I'm stuck here because the whole operation has been delayed by a few hours, as a number of other people are, because no ships, no ferries, no boats, nothing is allowed in and out of the island because the whole area has been cordoned off.
Right.
The only thing that happened today that it was of interest in terms of people getting on board, again, another technical thing, I won't go into the details, but one of the steel cables had to be loosened. And so what we did see quite dramatically was a number of people actually got onto these flotation devices and manually loosened the steel cables. So that was quite exciting. But again, it did delay the operation by another hour. So it was meant to be completed by midnight tonight, which is 6 o'clock in the afternoon in the US. But because of all the delays, they're now expecting it to be completed by about 6 a.m., which is midnight US.
Did they get the wreck off the reef?
Yeah, that was one of the big achievements today, because obviously one side of it was pretty well, had been on the reef for 18 months. It was becoming part of the reef. And they pulled that off, and they were very excited about that. The ship, obviously the side had compressed a bit, but once it got past a certain angle, they could announce that it was physically off the reef. And what's happening now, as you may be aware, and listeners may be aware, is that they built this artificial sort of bed for it so it doesn't damage the reef any further.
Right.
And they're hoping to just slide it gently onto this bed, and so it's completely upright.
I guess the big question is, where will the ship go once they lift it?
Well, that's another very good question. This is where there's some confusion in terms of the time scale, because a lot of people think that this whole operation will be done and dusted tomorrow. But as you quite rightly asked, what are the phases? This is phase one. Once it's upright, then they have to attach some more flotation devices to the side that was lying on the reef. Obviously, they couldn't get to that up until now.
Right.
And then they get it to a point where it's floating. And the challenge for them is, they can only float it out when seas are relatively calm. And obviously, we're approaching winter season, and the storms are going to start coming. So it's likely, but not definite, that the ship will actually be here for another 6 months, up until spring next year. That's the possibility.
Have you heard any numbers on how much this operation is going to cost?
I have indeed, actually. I spoke to some people at Costa, and although it is being insured, it's fully insured, we're looking at about $500 million.
Half a billion dollars.
Yeah, a lot of money. And part of the reason, in case people are interested, that they're doing this entire operation rather than what usually happens, you just slice the ship up and take it away bit
right.
by bit, is because it's a very sensitive environmental zone. And if they did that, then there's possibility that there would be a lot of spillage and leakage. And
damage to that reef. I should say further damage to the reef.
Yeah, so this is why they're attempting this incredible operation. Just as a historical point of interest, the USS Indianapolis was also salvaged in this way after Pearl Harbor. But that was one of the biggest, and that was obviously a military vessel. This is the biggest passenger vessel ever. Attempted to be salvaged in this way.
Well, we really appreciate you sticking around. I know you've had a very long day or days, as it were.
Yeah.
And normally we see each other under much lighter, happier circumstances, but we really appreciate you taking the time to give us a full report there from the site. That's really amazing. And hope to talk to you again soon. Adam Coulter, senior editor for Cruise Critic UK. Adam, thank you very much again, man.
Thank you, Matt. It's been a real pleasure, as always. Take care.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget about our app, only 99 cents for Droid users. Free for iPhone users. Simply search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
Yeah, and if you want to see the webcams of them pulling up Costa Concordia, we have a resource page right there at cruiseradio.net. Just search it there.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net.
I'm your announcer.
The preceding CruiseAddicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.